Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Trail Culture. I'm your host, Em Robertson, and I'm so stoked that you're tuning in. After a little bit of a break, I am super excited to be at George Mutt by UTMB. The 2025 edition is set up to be an incredible event this year. I am going to be taking you guys along for more of the Mutt moments, continuing on from last year. We're going to see what's changed, what's grown, what has remained the same, and makes the Otanikwa the magical space that it is. Thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy a little bit of the behind the scenes of what is happening in Mountain Time in George this weekend. Guys, welcome back. Trail Culture is at Mutt by UTMB 2025. There have been a lot of changes that are quite visible to the eyes. We walk in, the rest of it is just looking great. I'm sure there's been a lot of changes behind the scene as well that we don't see, but we'll end up to a great event this year. Zane, it's really nice to see you. How are you feeling? The Mila is going to be kicking off in about 3 hours. You seem very calm for a race director.
Yeah, I think it's just a face. It just looks like I'm calm, but underneath there's a million things going through my head at the moment. And everything being done, are we ready? But also the fact that I can sit here 3 hours before the race, I think back of in the history, I would be running around trying to figure out if the flags are in place for the race and do all sorts of things. And it's a testimony of the team, which is largely volunteer-based. And it's amazing to see the growth in our team and the fact that I can sit and do an interview with you on the before the start and the big race. It's really a great privilege to have a team that I can trust.
Yeah, that's so cool. That did run through my mind this morning. I was like, Zane is free before the race. That must mean his team is really putting in a shift. So yeah, Zane, from what I can see just walking in, it feels like the event is, I don't necessarily want to say bigger, but it feels more volunteer intensive. Like everywhere I looked when I went in, there was somebody in a match shirt, directions, kit check, the vendors are looking great. And yeah, can you speak to us just a little bit about race that it's set up itself and what's changed from last year?
Yeah, I think the venue has always sat with me. Like a lot of the teams have always taken up different roles in the race organization. But always it's a very difficult process is to sit and then think on the layouts and how things are going to work. And then I change my mind and you come to the rugby field and you look at you try and visualize it and then you draw it and so on. But then it's a great feeling to see it in place and in action. I've already started to see tweaks that I would like to do for the future. But I do think from where we've started, from Witfontein and then going to the A field last year at the stadium and now to the B field, I really feel like we've gotten to a place where I'm really satisfied with the way it looks.
Nice.
And the way it works and the flow. And then, yeah, once again, volunteers and people, I think we've got our biggest volunteer crew ever for Mutt. And yeah, then also the expo, there's like loads of vendors, loads of interest on people coming. And then, yeah, it's the nice things that are to do is to add those little touches like the prettier patch that you walk into and the big logo and that sort of things are all the nice little things we can add to that value. And I think it all comes down to like what I've always said is this event needs to be like a premium and international style event. And I hope athletes get that feeling, you know. And I always say, and I know a lot of people do the same referring, but the finish line's the holy grail of your race. So you need to, when you're runner, whether you can last or first crossing the line, you need to feel like a superstar. So that's what we're trying and create there.
Yeah, that's so cool. I'm saying, I mean, like, luckily, this is a beautiful place, but just seeing where you guys have placed kind of the finish line and everything, it's really stunning. And, funny story, I remember last year, you just spoke about not only like the community of people who are working at the event itself, but in George, just like how this whole town buys into this event. And I mentioned pharmacy yesterday to buy electrolytes, and I'm like standing in the event behind the pharmacy. Are you here with George Mutt? And I was like, well, give it away. It's just like, all these fit people are just coming to town, and like all the pharmacists are like so pumped, and they're like, oh, you're running, what are you doing? And I was like, that's just so great. Yeah, I really love that.
That is amazing. And thanks for sharing that, because it's always, you know, I move through town and I sometimes think that I only see things like that happening, and I don't know if it's actually the feeling on the floor for people coming to town. And yeah, it's great to see these other activations in town that people are doing it themselves. And that's it's a really cool feeling. And I think we've been trying to communicate the race into the broader community of George that's not trail or fitness centric, to try and get people to support. And I'm hoping we've got great weather that we'll have more people just along the race course supporting and cheering the runners on. Yeah.
I mean, this weather is a gift. I'm like, George's, I think the coolest I've ever been in my life is like in the snow in Europe, and then it's George. So I'm so glad that the sun is shining. I'm sure you are like so pumped. Saying before you talked a little bit about the course itself, just, you know, marked by UTMB family. I know that these are overseas this year. You've traveled, and it sounds like you have been involved from other events, looking to see, you know, what's being done in other events in the UTMB family. How can you really tweak some change here? How is it going being part of the family?
Yeah, I've been jokingly saying that we got awarded the 2024 NPS, or Net Promoter Score, top rated event in the UTMB series last year. And then the guys figured out to give me more work after that. So so it's been a blessing. It's also been a big ask and a big thing, especially I think I feel it at the moment, like this last 2 weeks going into Matt. It's obviously my baby, and have been with it, and Corinne, my wife, has stepped up tremendously along with all the other team players in our event, that have been able to make me a bit more free to also focus on that events. But I am looking after 8 UTMB events in total, including Matt.
Wow.
And we'll be pretty much just over a week after Matt to wrap up, and then I'll be traveling to Europe, and I'll basically be in Europe for the whole queue, and then come back a bit. And then I've got one more race in July and in August, and then in October being with the Kuhlman in Sweden. So
wow.
So yeah, it's exciting but also daunting. It's like when we had a conference and in February in Germany with all the teams, and I said I'm equally excited and equally shit scared to do this. But anyway, yeah. Yeah, it's quite gonna be an interesting year for us.
That's wild, is it? And I think the getting all of that on your plate, I mean, I feel like your wife would laugh and say she could blame you for this by putting you into kind of a family events with excursion. Seeing her being running around and just really doing a ton. And I love how involved your family is. It's really, really, very cool. And seeing the routes, it's like coming each other about way there, but now it looks perfect. I've spoke to a few people who have had some route marking, and seeing you just tell me about the Lisa. I know one section of the mile, one 40k section extremely well. but yeah, chat to us about the diversity and out the route. I was like, looking, when do you expect coming in?
Yeah, I think I looked at some of the trails while running, and I also went in for a few checks up on the trails, and I think Jark and his team has marked this route extremely well this year. I think it's really well marked, and also like always we've got Roy and Tabungo, and then this year we've got David as well as part of our team in trail maintenance. I think they've made a huge difference in cleaning, opening up, and making sure everything's ready. There's always, like, in the mountain and on the trails, there's always more work we can do. But what is exciting now is we're in a position where we can focus on trails throughout the year and not just, you know, the 3 weeks leading up to that. And that makes it extremely nice to be able to do that, and to not just do, you know, you can do preventative maintenance now on the trails. It's not just like batching and figuring it out so that the race can take place. We can think about ways of doing trail maintenance that's better and will leave the trails in better condition post-race as well. So that's been really great. And I feel like we've had a really good month of May weather. So we had lots of rain in April. Because it's cooler temperatures, there's always going to be, I think our water level going into May was quite high, our ground water level. So there's mud and mud is two words go together. But I think far less than previous years. So we've had really good weather. We had on Tuesday a bit of rain come through, but nothing to be concerned about. So I really do believe the state's set for a great event this year.
Yes. I must say, this weather and listening to you talk about the course, and it's me thinking about the finishing times. I know, so just to focus on the pointy end of the field, yesterday at the lead chat, it was like the MC was asking the runners to guess their times. And I was like, well, it sounds like people are pretty confident they're set up for a fast run, which is exciting. But I mean, for those who are not on the pointy end and kind of the middle of the pack, and specifically those going out to run for the first time, Zane, and looking more towards having the system up where you're really kind of in the mountains and far away, what is just something that you can share with the runners that they have to look forward to, maybe a favorite section of yours?
Yeah, I think dizzy heights and climbing dizzy heights and getting onto that ridge line, it really feels like you've now conquered a mountain, you're running in the mountain. And I think that is because all those distances from marathon up go through there. And I think that's a special section to do. And yeah, look forward to it. I think a lot of people stress about dizzy heights and they think, oh shit, what's going to happen there? But you know, you go through an aid station before that, feel out, be ready. You cross a couple of river streams before you get there as well. And I just enjoy that, you know, even if it's a walk, I think I will definitely be walking. So I think 80% of the runners will walk up there, but will hike up there. And it's just a stunning view of the remoteness. And then while you're there, if you're not a miler, I think you might as well also just give a thought of they still have to do that all day that you see in front of you on the turn. So,
that's unreal. I keep seeing the kind of the labels on the sides for the miler course. And when I look at the map and I just see that extra loop, congrats to the miler athletes who are meeting with you guys. And Zane, course changes, anything different? I know here on Gwines, Montague, that's kind of been swapped out, but I think that's for the second year now, but that's happened.
So we've looked at the marathon course. I think we ended up on 45, 46 days last year. And we say we obviously, you know, as runners, want to try and get it closer to the actual marathon distance of 42 days. And we also decided that Harold Gwines, as an aid station with people coming in to support the 60, 100 and miler athletes, it just got too crowded there. So we've changed the marathon course to go to Montague Pass, get their aid there, but then they bypass Harold Gwines completely. That cuts out quite a bit of, big gravel road running down Montague Pass. Yes. So they don't do that and they got no single track. So I think it makes the course better. And also with that cutout, we were able to now start the marathon year at the stadium instead of the remote start. So all our long distances from marathon up now start here. And yeah, so we're the first year of doing it like that. But we do believe it will be a good course. Jimmy also in just in defense earlier is when we still started at Witfontein, the marathon did this route, but we had the aid station at the North Station and they turned off and not at our one. So it's not a big change, but it just makes logistics for us a little bit easier. So we're excited about that. And then the only thing on the long distance is the 100K and the miler. We've moved one aid station called Pickle to the George Saddle Garden Dam. There's just some construction happening and the guys at, you have to do some emergency work tomorrow during the day. So we just moved that on a little bit. But it's about 3 day difference. So.
Okay. So we're moving piece of decision. Crazy. Yeah. And then, I mean, your event, as far as I know, it was just the 100, everything was sold out for the 100K and 100 mile.
Yeah, I think it's always relatively speaky. So all distances are sold out. In terms of that, is also the targets we set that we wanted to get. But I mean, to be honest, like on a mile course or 100K, it's not capacity. So it's then we can take more athletes, definitely. But we also, you know, you have cut-offs, so you have to, have to implement that for ordering all the goodies and having everything in place for the athletes. We had cut-offs for that, but all of those distances reached their target before so we reached the time limit. So yes, it's great. I think it is the biggest month yet. 2,100 athletes that we are planning on racing here this weekend. And yeah, the biggest minor field yet, just over 71 athletes.
Wow.
And yeah, I'm actually quite excited. I think there's a few of the sharp infields we can watch, but what is really exciting for me about the Mila is this year we actually have a competitive lady field there that will be interesting to watch, because it's always been not many ladies in our Mila treat. And I think this year actually that's always to watch.
Yeah, I'm so pumped. I think Ashima campaign last year, and just like my in general, was known for just increasing our participation and eyes on the women's side, the sport, which I love. But seeing that Matt starting this, I was like, wow, this is great. Had a brief conversation with Nathalette and Adelia, they're at least the two that I bumped into yesterday. And even just chatting to Adelia, who's like a local, she's well loved in this community, and that it was a whole community we kind of rallied around her because she didn't be wrong. And the fact that she can turn mine. And being competitive, I really just think she's still at the community, the events, and I'm really excited. So congrats. And then just to wrap up, I know you have to go, but walking around like as a race director, you said it's your baby, you've been in the mountains, you've been here. I'm sure you walked this same and right you feel long before a single piece of equipment was set up, but kind of two things. What is your favorite part about race week? And what do you think about kind of what's taking up the most brain space right now? 2.5 hours before the mile starts.
Sure. Tough questions for me at this point because my brain space, so I think I've reached my RAM limit in my thought train. So I think for me, and I've might have said it in an interview with you before, is that stoke of the athletes is why we do it. And it's contagious, really, because you, like yesterday, there was a few admin issues I needed to resolve, and I went to induct into the command center and got stuck behind the screen for an hour or two. And when I got out, I realized I missed that we've actually not opened for registration and people are there.
Yes.
And I walked in and it was buzzing with people and excitement. And then it's a really like heartwarming feeling, like the dream that myself and my friends and the community have had for years. These people who have arrived for the thing that you've put together, it's like, to put it in perspective, it's like we all host like a birthday party or something small at your house, a bride, and you invite people, but then you've got that little moment before everybody arrives, oh, they're actually going to come, they're coming, and you still get that even at this level, like you've done everything, the sweat, the tears, the stress, and then you get this little moment, like, shit, are people actually gonna laugh? And I think when that happens and people are here and there's excitement and there's high fives, and then it's just walking through and seeing people that you've somewhere along the in your journey have crossed paths and they're just so excited to talk to you. There was one miler athlete that I had my hat and my sunglasses on, and I walked past and he just asked me, can you take a selfie? A photo for us at the arch, and I was taking the photo, and as I gave the phone back, I said, but wait, Zay, yeah, I'm saying it's all good. I said, I'm so sorry. I'll ask the rest. I need to take a photo. And I was like, that's the perfect guy to ask and take the photo. Yeah. So it was really, yeah. So that's really cool. It's a cool feeling to get that going. I think in my mind at the moment, as I'm sitting here, is like, just is everything in place to start? I don't know if I've said this to you before, but I think you said it before, is I had the dream last night as well, and I've almost, like any race being present, is that I've got this dream where I wake up and I'm like, shit, the runners are going to go off and the route's not blocked. and like you, with realization that things are not in place, you know, I mean, that's the stress. So yeah, for me at the moment, it's just like, okay, just getting through the basics, because also you get so caught up in all the show you things, if I'm going to call it. All the nice jobs. But in my mind at the moment, it's just the basics. Is the route more, the medics are blessed? Are we, you know, we set to start exactly at 12 o'clock and all of those things, you know, I mean, aid stations, do they have enough water? Do they have all of those things? I think that, you know, it's also very important, but also rewarding to know that in the end, nothing that you will actually be talking about how the venue looks and the nice things matters, because it comes down to the basics of rain and yards.
Yeah, that's so cool. I can feel the excitement and anticipation going, even just the little sound that I can hear outside right now. Final question before I let you go. The opening ceremony and the start of the minor, I mean, it moved more than one person out with our violin to tears last year. But yeah, what can we expect from that start line? I really want to just encourage people to come and watch these champions head out into the mountains for what will for some people be a 2-day adventure.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it's always been a thing to like send it off into the mountain. So we've got a little bit of a ceremony planned for today. And yeah, please, anybody come and cheer them on at the stadium. I think it's going to be really, really cool. We've honestly proud of the fact that we are the only African UTMB World Series event, and we try and showcase little things there. So we've got kids doing a dumbbell dance for us. There's the local high school's choir is singing the anthem for us. And another song that they're doing. And yeah, we've got some drum beats to get the tension down.
It's epic. Those drum beats make me feel like I could go a war, which I think is what you need when you run out of your plans.
Exactly.
Zane, massive congrats. Thanks for making time to chat to us a little bit. We will talk to you on Sunday. It's all said and done once that last run was crossed at the finish line. But good luck, and we are waiting for you.
Thanks, Zane. I really appreciate it. Let's talk.